Customize your stream using the optional menu key. If you need to change the default behavior of your stream, press the menu key 7. If you press this key accidentally, then you can exit the menu with no changes by pressing the cancel or star key to the left of key 0. There are 4 menus which are opened with successive presses of key 7. To open the first menu, press key 7 once. To open the second menu, press key 7 again, and so on. To move between the items in each menu, press the up and down keys 2 or 8. To hear the values for each item, press the left or right keys 4 or 6. If you wish to select or change an item value, just press the confirm or play key. Stream will always announce the current item and its value when you move to it. To exit the menu, press the cancel key. Press key 7 to open the first menu, which is called Navigation and Playback. Use keys 2 or 8 to explore the menu items. Notice you can change items such as enabling or disabling the beeps you hear when you press a key. Or you can disable the sleep messages that notify you when 1 minute of sleep time remains in the sleep off message. The Navigation and Playback menu also lets you set the time jump value you want to use when playing a book. You can also enable bookmark alerts. These are disabled by default. Press key 7 again to open the second menu. This is the Skip menu, which lets you choose whether certain skippable items in Daisy books, such as page numbers or footnotes, are spoken or skipped while you listen to the book. However, just because your book might have page numbers or footnotes does not mean they're skippable. You need to check with your book producer to confirm if such elements are skippable. Most Daisy book producers do not provide skippable elements, so you'll probably not use this menu. The third menu is the Language menu, which lets you choose which Braille translation table is used to read Duxbury Braille files. If you do not have Duxbury Braille files ending with BRF, you can ignore this menu. The last menu is the Format menu. Most SD cards come pre-formatted, so you should not need this menu, unless you have problems playing books or files on the card. Formatting will erase all the books and files on the card, so you will need to recopy them from your computer after formatting. Formatting will not erase any library user keys you may have installed. To format, press the key 7 4 times to open the Format menu, and then press the Confirm key. You will be warned that all the memory card data will be erased. Press the Cancel key to exit, or press the Confirm key a second time to start the format process. Formatting may take less than a minute for 1 or 2 gigabyte cards, and up to several minutes for a 32-gigabyte card. Another use of the menu key number 7 is to switch between the two text-to-speech voices. Just press and hold key 7, and the text-to-speech voice will change. If you think you may want to make changes to the default behavior of your stream, feel free to press key 7 and explore the menus. It's a convenient way to make your stream work just the way you want it to.